from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We appreciate you for being with us. You can take part in the conversation in multiple ways. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the phone lines. Of course, you could hit us in the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress. The Independence Day sale is going on right now with huge savings on Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, and Beautyrest Black. You could even save up to $1,200 on select Beautyrest Black and adjustable baseboards. Base sets, and trust me, you want those adjustable base sets. They are fire. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com right now and find the location nearest you.
There's 10 of them in the Sacramento area, man. So, like my man said, MatthewsMattress.com, find the location nearest to you.
And find the trade acquisition nearest you, Monty McNair, is that Brandon Ingram. Sean Cunningham reported over the weekend that the Sacramento Kings are involved in trade talks with the New Orleans Pelicans to acquire Brandon Ingram. D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, James Hamm. We learned this morning that the Kings have had conversations regarding Lauri Markkanen. They have had conversations with the Utah Jazz. We heard that the Golden State Warriors have also had conversations with the Utah Jazz. As Kenny noted just a few moments ago, Adrian Wojnarowski also reported that on ESPN television. Just a few moments ago, there is at least one other team involved in conversations with the Utah Jazz. At least one, my guess. It's more than one, but we think the San Antonio Spurs might be involved in as well. But Sacramento and Golden State are involved in trade discussions regarding the Utah Jazz as well. In addition to the trade discussions that the Sacramento Kings are having with the New Orleans Pelicans, What does this amount to? I don't know, bro. I'm here with you. I'm waiting for the text. I'm waiting for the tweet. I'm waiting to find out how the Sacramento Kings get better moving forward. And I know fans don't want to hear this, but Monty's not exactly sitting still. He's trying. That's not the question anymore. Mm-hmm. He's tried in the past. He's tried with Pascal Siakam. He's tried with OG Anunoby. Perhaps he tried on draft day. It certainly sounded like he was. But can he close? Can he bring the deal home, or one of the deals home?
I'm very confident that he will. Been feeling that way for last few days. I got to ask you now that, you know, there seems to be a few conversations going on with the Kings. Just, we're having fun here. We're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you want? Between, let's just keep it between Ingram, Kuz, and Lauri Markkanen. And they all involve keeping Keegan Murray.
Of course they do, because you're the only one trying to trade him. With Kuz, I feel like you can make another deal. Mm. Now, maybe it's not Ingram, and maybe it's not Lauri, but I feel if like you make a Kuz deal, you have enough left. You don't clear the asset cupboard, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you can call Brooklyn. You can call Jordy. Sean Marks, I guess, and work out something over there. I can't lie, man. I kind of like Lauri. I like Lauri on this team, but I think I'm going to go Ingram. If you're telling me which, like, if I could have one of them, mm-hmm. I think I'd I think it would be Ingram. Mm.
It's crazy.
Or Kuz. I don't know.
Yeah,
dude.
See, it's crazy, man, because I've always said Kuz was the number one choice. And I like Kuz a lot. But this is tough. This is tough. Maybe this is what's taking Monty so long. He's got all three of them right here in front of him. He's like, I don't know which way to go. I don't know. He's just sitting there at his office like, I don't know.
I feel like Markkanen would be phenomenal on this team. Like, the way Domas plays, man, I think he'd be phenomenal.
Mm. So,
rank him.
Oh, that's even tough. I'm just going to describe the Hustle Money, right. Because that's even tough, too. I see my boy Nico in the chat, too, man. What up, Nico? Shout out to my guy.
Yes, sir.
So, when you have – let's start with Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram is the best talent of these guys, in my opinion, of the three, just by himself. You know what I mean? Like, he's the most skilled player. He's the most versatile offensive player. And he's a guy super young still. He's 26 years old. He's a guy that my first thought is he's a difference maker more than the other two. Kyle Kuzma, I think he fits seamlessly, like some people think Lauri Markkanen fits seamlessly. I think Kyle Kuzma fits that way. His money is different than the other two as far as his contract and the longevity and all this other stuff. And I like what you say of you can, it feels like at least, you can get Kuzma and still make a little side move as well.
Hmm.
Lauri seems to fit perfectly with a guy like Sabonis. Adds to the shooting, just a dead-eye shooter, you know, and he's a good rebounder as well. So they all bring their pluses, right? To me, not a lot of cons for those three guys. Like, we can nitpick and say he doesn't do this well, this well. I think all three are really, really good ball players. I know there's an injury. Quiet is kept. There's an injury concern for all three of them.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They've
including
all,
Markkanen.
Yeah, they've all had bouts with injury plague seasons over the course of their young careers. So,
and Lauri will have the same contract concerns
as Brandon Ingram.
Years of service, yeah, as Brandon Ingram. Years left as Brandon Ingram would.
Yeah, so.
Which saying it out loud brings me back to Kuzma. Mm. He's the one player in this conversation that doesn't have that concern.
Nothing is a guarantee. Nothing is promised. But it feels like you don't make the deal for Kuzma, for Ingram or Markkanen without knowing.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, if you're not giving up Keegan, maybe you take that chance.
Because what if – because there could be a scenario like we've got to maybe we played it safe with Pascal Siakam.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe to a certain degree, we played it safe with OG Anunoby. Mm-hmm. We've got to make a move and win a player over. We have to make a move and make them say no to the money we can offer them.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, no, you're 100% correct.
And they just might be at that point.
Yeah.
Where you've got to do that. You've got to make someone say, no, I'm going to go somewhere else and sign for less.
Mm-hmm. I to answer your question, and then we can get to these phones, I think Ingram is first on my list. Ingram is first. The other thing about Ingram being first on the list for me as well, and I'm in the minority, I guess, I think Keegan Murray is best as a stretch four. I just think that's where he's best at. Not that he can't be a three or anything else like that, but I think he'd be dynamic as a stretch four. And if you have Ingram, that allows Ingram to be that small forward and Keegan Murray to be the four. So you don't necessarily get that with the other two. Those guys are more stretch fours themselves, and it would put Keegan at the three. So
let's get Brandon in here real quick. 916-909-1320. What's up, B?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, it's a fun part of the year. But I got a question. I don't really know how it is in the league. Do you think at all Monty McNair and them are pulling in Fox and Sabonis, and you know we you're our future, and asking them, hey, we got these couple guys, you know, right now with the possibility on the trade. Which one would you guys like to roll with? Or is the league really not like that, to where they don't even talk to their star players that way? And if you're Fox, who do you want to play with?
Wow, that's a good question. I'm going to hold off on the Fox one for a minute. I'm going to guess. I have no idea. I'm going to guess the answer to that is no. It is Monty McNair's job to make. Also, Monty McNair doesn't. Now, would Rob Pelinka? Sure. I don't mean that as shade. No. I'm not trying to be funny. No,
it's a different type of person.
Yeah, like Monty McNair doesn't strike me as that type of guy. Like, I'm going to make my basketball team better, and this is how I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to. There's a burden when you ask De'Aaron Fox what he wants, there's a burden when you ask Domas what they want. And I use the same analogy with the coach. Hey guys, we have the choice between Ingram, Kuzma, and Laurie. Which one do you guys want? Hey, we both agreed we wanted B.I. B.I. comes in, tears his ACL, gets hurt three games into the season, and leaves in free agency. Or just doesn't fit in the offense. Now they carry that burden too. And it's like,
and I don't think
Monty's gotta.
I don't think those two are the one, two guys. They were like, do what you guys.
Yeah, Fox would hang up. Leave me alone.
This is what you called me for?
leave me alone.
Goodbye.
I'm playing with Ring. Get out of my face. We'll come back. We'll talk Thanks, more JB. Kings basketball. And, well, we want to hear from you as well. 916-909-1320. I think we eclipsed, or we're eclipsing Malik Monk Day numbers, which is amazing. Because
that was crazy.
Yeah, because nothing's happened. But we're here. We're going to get through it together. Steve and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The other countries are qualifying for Paris, I think, or doing something for Paris.
Basketball?
Because I saw Giannis suited up. And I think Sabonis was
Yeah, I think I didn't see the Giannis stuff. I think I saw maybe Sean or Hammer tweeted about Sabonis. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the conversation. We're keeping track of everything that's happening in NBA free agency. And as it pertains to Sacramento, we're keeping track of everything that's not happening in NBA free agency.
Not yet. Not yet.
Klay Thompson headed to the Dallas Mavericks. How exactly he gets there hasn't seems to not fully been determined. They said it's a sign and trade, but they guess don't have the parameters of all of that worked out yet. But the numbers right now for Klay are 3 years, $50 million. Now, depending on what you choose to believe, that appears to be less than what Golden State was offering him. At least less annually. I think there's some conversation that maybe they were only offering a 2-year contract. And it could have been a 3-year contract. It could have been whatever. But as I said on Sports Sunday last night, and I feel like I've been consistent with this, the Draymond Green deal ruined this. And I know I don't think you and I feel exactly the same about this, but if I'm Klay Thompson, I'm looking at it one way. You pay me what you paid him. You paid that dude $100 million to come in here and get suspended multiple times, get sent home, do this whole crying act, apparently left his kids while he was sitting in his man cave. You paid him to do that, and you ain't going to pay me? I have a problem with that. If I'm Klay Thompson, I'd leave too. Now, shout out to Klay, who left in spite. He's just like, forget it. Yeah, I don't care if it's less money or not. I'm leaving. Like that Draymond Green contract was damaging.
I think you're right, because I was reading this morning too. Like, they started negotiations last year or something like that, and they lowballed him at first, and Klay felt all disrespected after that. Like, almost to the point where it's like, yeah, this isn't happening.
Yeah, like it's. I told you about a slightly contentious contract negotiation I had. And it was all based on you're talking about injury. You're talking about all these concerns. You just paid her this amount and she's better, so you're going to pay her that same amount. I don't blame Klay Thompson at all. I absolutely do not blame him. Now, I know you feel a little bit different, but I would have, if I was Klay's agent, I would have demanded, you're not going to pay me less then you pay Draymond Green.
Just a little bit different. Just a little bit different. Like, I understand the whole notion of it all, but there's a couple of things that I think about when I hear some of the Klay Thompson situation. Didn't they give him a max deal or something like that when he was injured?
Klay, they did. Absolutely.
I'd say, come on, Klay. You weren't even able to play and we took care of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let, like, I would say, let's not talk about respect. We've always shown you the ultimate respect.
Okay. No, I got you. What was you going to do? Let me go?
Not give you
the max
deal.
You was going to break up the Splash Brothers then? That's not how this league works. Kevin Durant got a max deal 5 minutes after his Achilles tore.
Right, because he gets that respect, and we showed you that respect. So don't talk about respect. We showed you that respect.
Yeah, how many years ago was that?
What was it, 4 or 5 years ago at this point?
Yeah, okay.
And your production has gone down since.
Sure, and I was still better than the dude you gave $100 million to last year who got suspended.
Once again, Klay, I understand that. But we can't compound bad deal after bad deal.
Then I can't be here, because you were willing to sign him to that bad deal, but now for me it's a bad deal?
All right, hey.
You even concocted
it. Just out of curiosity. What you going to call that record label you about to start up? You remember that? That's how it went when Suge just very in a nice, understanding way let Dre walk out of the Death Row deal. He says, what you going to call that record label you going to start?
Aftermath.
Dre just walks off into the sunset.
I'm going to go to Dallas. I'll go to Dallas. I'll go to the team that played in the finals last year. I'll go play for the Lakers. I'll
okay,
go play
but
with
here,
LeBron James.
But here's the thing that I don't like about that, Klay, is you're going to go for the same money that we offering you?
Yeah.
It's not even like you're going to get a better deal.
Because your offer doesn't equate to what my worth is to this team. Your offer doesn't equate to what I've done for this team. your offer doesn't equate to what you gave him. There's no conversation, Joe or Mike or whatever role that you're playing right now. There is no conversation for you and I to have that doesn't start with we're paying you exactly what you paid Draymond. Everyone said last year, we don't want to break this thing up. We want to ride off into the sunset together. Joe Lacob loves this group. He's going to die on the hill of this group. Now my contract is up and you're going to let me go? My contract is up. Now all of a sudden you want to be responsible spenders? I'm out.
You made more than Draymond a lot of the time, the entire time.
Because I'm better. Draymond ain't a splash brother.
I understand that. I understand that. But, well, look, Clay, if you got to go, you got
to
go.
Oh, God, now we're at the point where we walk out.
If you got to go, you got to go. I mean, but like I said, hey, you sitting up here telling me.
No, that's
that,
fine.
That you told me the contract offers that you've been told are there for you. You're telling me you're going to leave for the same offer that somebody else is offering? You ain't even getting more.
I will leave for less. This isn't about what they're paying me. It's about what you're paying me. Draymond Green isn't in L.A. Draymond Green isn't in Dallas. He's here in Golden State. And you made the decision, oh, we're going to keep this group together. All right, keep it together now.
We're giving you
I'm not asking for what Steph makes. I'm asking for what he makes. It would be.
That'd be ridiculous.
And I'm asking.
That's when you're throwing the little shots right there. No, that'd be ridiculous. Just, if you asked for what Steph made, that'd be crazy.
Just as ridiculous as you paying Draymond Green $100 million.
Passive aggressive shots right there. Look, I understand. The whole thing with me, with.
Look, I don't care. I don't care that Clay got a max on an ACL tear or that he got a 2-for-48 offer last year. Does not matter. 4 and 100 is the number. There's no discussion to have that's not 4 years and $100 million.
The thing for me, now back to KC.
I don't even know where Kyle's tweeting me from.
And look, we'll go back because we haven't walked away mad at each other yet. So we have to go back to the role play. But the thing for me is, and this is always, you kind of know me. I'm kind of consistent with it. If I love the Bay Area, if I love playing for the Warriors, I love being there, then I'm not going to go somewhere I don't want to go out of spite.
How do you know I don't want to go to Dallas?
He might want to go. If he wants to go, he wants to go.
Like, or L.A. Like, why in the world would he want to go to L.A.?
Yeah, if he wants to go, he wants to go. That's all I'm saying.
And that
if
reminds
I want
me.
To, if I want to be here with the Warriors, because everything to me says, well, I mean, it could be circumstantial. It says you wanted to stay. You just wanted money. Right? Like, it's not like I'm just done with the organization. They can't offer me anything that's going to get me to stay. I want to move on. They would have gave you the money you were looking for, then yeah, you would have. I'm warrior for life. I'm always going
to
be warriors.
You love to use this line. There's principalities involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's the principle of this.
He's willing to walk away.
Yeah, and he stood by it.
That's good.
And I have no issue with it.
I don't care.
Hell, Steph should walk away too. Just mad to clap. Steph should leave.
I don't care. So here's the other question about this, because I heard this was raised. Do you think Steph and or Draymond should have went to Joe and said, man, don't let him leave, if they really wanted him there?
No, for the reasons that we were just talking about with De'Aaron and Domas, like you,
it's a little different though.
No, I hear you. I would say no, because then, and I don't know. It admittedly, I don't know. Maybe you know Kyle Bonte. Maybe those guys would know. Like, what would the ramifications be to a $100 million contract for Klay Thompson in terms of aprons, second aprons, first aprons,
somebody
mid-level exception? Like, what would that mean? I do not know.
Somebody had a really nice layout about that earlier.
And so if you put yourself in a compromising position, so to speak, by offering him that, like, then it falls back on the soldiers. Again, Is it a little bit different? Sure, but anything that goes wrong falls back onto the shoulders of Steph Curry. Mm. More than Draymond, because I'd argue Draymond Green ruined this team. This team, the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green ruined the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, people, and I know Warrior fans, some Warrior fans feel differently about it. Guy wasn't the best last year or anything else like that. To me, the way I look at basketball and look at the way this guy played, you had your what were they talking about with the two timelines? You had the second timeline ready to go with that pool party going on. It was ready. It was. I'm not saying you would have won four championships or nothing like that, but you had that guy. That is a 20 to 25 point per game scorer in this league, and he was good to go. And you could hand things off to him, like, hell, even if you lost Clay in this situation, all right, now it's time for Jordan Poole to come in and be one of them splash bros and do it. It was there. And that man Draymond ruined it all.
Yep.
Ruined it all because he was insecure and he was in his feelings and couldn't get over Jordan Poole not backing down, essentially.
Go back further. Is there a scenario where he ruined Kevin Durant in Golden State?
Yeah.
If Joe Lacob had gone to KD and said, hey, I'm sorry, we're getting rid of his ass this offseason. And we want it to be KD, Clay, Steph, that's our group moving forward. We're shipping his ass out of here this offseason.
Yeah.
He was actually good at that point. He was a good basketball player. I think you can make the argument he blew that up.
You could absolutely make that argument. There are people who would tell you KD's issues with Steve Kerr.
Right.
And he wanted to move on from that offense, that style of play. But like you said, if Joe Lacob comes to – I think even before all that –
I'd argue it hasn't
gone
well for him since he's done that, but maybe Steve wasn't so bad.
No. But even with that, though, if Joe Lacob, after that situation in Los Angeles – you know, would have handled that a different way, maybe that would have swayed KD's, you know, thought process a little bit. Be like, yeah, maybe it's not the worst thing here or whatever. I know I've read at least or I heard him say, you know, after that, he just kind of felt like, man, like, this ain't it. Like, everything about being here isn't it. I'm ready to move on or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Draymond Green, they chose him every step of the way. Every step of the way.
And his $100 million contract, not that he should have turned it down and said, no, don't do that, but it's the latest chapter in which Draymond has had an adverse effect on this basketball team. But I don't care because it's the Warriors, so whatever. I'll burn in hell. It ain't my problem.
Do you think the Mavs got better?
Yeah. Clay's good. I had been trying to figure, like, I was with you last night when we were, you know, man, I had a hard time, like, figuring out the Lakers thing where there's, like, mid-levels and LeBron taking a discount. It's like, I was trying to make all of that work, but, like, the idea, the fit was like, boy, that could be cold. The Clippers was the one that I couldn't really get into because it's like, what are you really going to do with the Clippers? The Mavericks one from a basketball perspective is it's a step to where I feel like, okay, I don't know how real the Mavericks run last year was, but this is a good move.
Yeah.
Like, I like this. And you start to try to look at teams that get solidified as top six teams. And Dallas, I think, is flirting with establishing themselves as a top six team.
Yeah, I just look at it like this. You kept P.J. Washington, and you essentially replaced Derrick Jones Jr. for Klay Thompson in that offense where it's really about the catch and shooting and stuff like that. So I think you got better at that. You got a little worse on the defensive end, and we'll see how that works out and plays out for you. But I think you got better. How much better you got, I'm not sure. You know, I think they won 50 games this year. You know, maybe two or three games better. You know what I mean? And that'll be good enough to solidify you in that top six for sure. But, yeah, I think they got better. It's a good move for them.
So with all of this, Did Orlando get shut out? Like, I know they landed KCP, but they were like, it was Paul George. Like, it felt like when Malik came home, they were, it's good. Klay Thompson is their guy. They got, I mean, Contavious Caldwell-Pope was solid. I don't want to be dismissive of that. It feels like they kind of got left in the cold a little bit, considering how much talk was around them.
Yeah, it does feel that a little bit. You had two guys. Well, actually, you had three, and one of them opted in. D'Angelo Russell ended up opting in on Friday night, I think he did. So he's not going to be part of that team. But then you had Klay and Paul George and things of that nature. They got KCP. Which
that
is
market
cool.
Must have been bare.
Mm.
Outside of Detroit.
Because
that's the thing. If they offered Tobias that much, I got to believe that was the team. We had kept hearing there was a team that offered Malik a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I don't know what a lot means. Right. I assume it's more than 78. I don't know that means it could be 80. It could be 100. I have no idea. But it sure sounds like it might have been Detroit given what they did.
That franchise is going to have to get it out the mud at this point. They're going to have to recoup and regroup as a franchise at this point, because that is absolutely the worst organization to go to right now. If you're an NBA player, it might be one of the top five worst in all of sports right now to go to, just because of where they're at. They can get out of it, you know, by making some good decisions, and maybe Cade turns into who they hope he does, because he signed his contract. And I'm a believer in Cade Cunningham, but it's nasty in Detroit right now.
A believer in JB?
No. So here's the deal, and I hate to do this. JB, I look at it as one of those guys, is he's just a placeholder. He's much like Steven Silas.
He is a perpetual placeholder. And it sucks.
It does. But you know, if you're him, you know, you keep taking these jobs, and maybe
absolutely got like a 5-year deal or something like that.
You're getting paid, and maybe you catch lightning.
It was only
in a bottle.
For $500,000, but he's still that's not true.
Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle with one of these young groups of players, groups of players, these rosters and stuff like that. Maybe.
JB, I had the number in our notes. I just got to figure out where I put it. There it is. This is JB's fourth head coaching job in the last 9 years.
Jeez.
First of all, salute to JB Bickerstaff for getting four jobs. One of them is the interim job in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But he has had four different head coaching jobs in the last 9 years. That is stunning.
Like you said, that's tough for him to, you know, to be in those type of situations. But at least you keep getting the bag. His numbers didn't come out either, did they?
Nope.
That's crazy.
No bonuses. No nothing. No nothing. Well, I take that back. I'll say JB's numbers weren't reported by the two big guys, the two big insiders, but maybe, you know, someone with the Cleveland Plain Dealer had it or something. I'm not sure. I can do a quick little search to see if I find anything. But yeah, so far, Mike is one of one in terms of contract issue situations. And to the best of my knowledge, Mike is still the only one who has had base and like, oh, he can earn up to such and such dollar figure reported. No one else has.
Never heard that.
And I'm pretty sure Ty Lue, a lot of these other guys are all up to such and such dollar figure. It's just not being reported.
That's
that
the
way.
Whole thing. Like that aspect of the contract isn't abnormal.
Not at all.
It's just never put in it. We haven't seen it put in a tweet. A lot of times when discussing
the NBA contract. Was so quiet. They're like, hey, let's really make something out of this Mike Brown thing. Let's get these people in Sacramento all riled up. And guess what, jackass? It worked.
Yeah, they have Malik Monk Day. We had Mike Brown Week.
We did have Mike Brown Week. We did have a week.
On the flip side,
JB Bickerstaff's contract is barely even being reported anywhere.
It's an afterthought.
I'm literally on Cleveland's page or on Detroit's page and nothing.
Mm-hmm. On the flip side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Damn shame right, what happened to.
Damn. What do you think about this for the Warriors? Losing Clay. It was a sign and trade. You were able to get DeAndre Melton, who's a nice little backup PG. You know,
DeAnthony, he's a good right?
Oh, what'd I say, DeAndre?
Yeah, DeAnthony.
No, it's definitely not DeAndre. DeAnthony Melton. Nice little backup PG. You were going to lose Clay for absolutely nothing, so at least you got something back in the deal.
Allegedly.
And where do they go from here? I mean, they're trying to get Lauri Markkanen, and there's that.
Well, but. that's for sure. Which man, there's probably more to discuss about that. Like if the two prime suitors right now mm-hmm. are the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors, there becomes a certain 49ers Rams thing where it's like, don't let him get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, Danny Ainge is a lot to deal with sometimes, but I think he's smart enough to recognize that.
Yeah.
And that could work in his favor and to the detriment, perhaps, of both of those other guys. Steph Curry's still on the Warriors, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. They'll be fine. I mean, their day, like contending for a title
mm-hmm.
is going to take a little bit of a restructure of the roster or perhaps just a completely different philosophy. I don't think they can truly move forward with some of the young guys they have. And I'm a hater and I understand that until you get Draymond Green off the team.
Mm.
Like, I don't think Draymond willingly lets these other guys thrive the way that they need to.
Mm.
You talked about the two timeline fiasco a few minutes ago. Like, I think part of being able to advance at least what you have left of the two timeline thing is to get him off of this team and allow guys like Jonathan Kuminga, Moses, whoever you want to buy into to do their thing, to do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as Steph is there, they're going to win games. I think as long as Steve Kerr, as long as that group there is there together, they're going to win games, but it's probably more likely to be in the 40s rather than the 50s.
Mm.
And I just don't think they can. I don't think they're contending.
No, I don't think so either. I think those days are done. But I mean, I thought that at one point when, you know, in 2022.
But who the hell is Andrew Wiggins? Is Andrew Wiggins that guy we saw? Is that who Andrew Wiggins is? Let's try this again. Who the hell is Andrew Wiggins in Golden State? Is it the guy we saw last year?
I think he's more towards that. Even more towards the year that they won the title, like the way he played during that year. Or was it the year after?
It was the finals that he was nuts.
Yeah.
The next year was the year.
Was that the year he had the family? I think it was. Yeah, I think it was. And I thought he started off the year really well, and then it just kind of fizzled out. But the year they won the finals, I don't think he's that, so to speak. I think that was an admiration. But I don't think he's as bad as he was the year he had the family issues or this past year or anything else like that. I think he's a good ball player, but I don't know if he can be like consistently all year, be your second best player. And you think you're like a real title contender. I don't think that's the case. The Warriors, that situation's a tough one, man. If they strike out on marketing and maybe some other
people, hopefully they do.
Yes. That's a tough one. And there are a lot of people upset and like questioning what the Clippers were doing because I guess there was a trade in place or proposed by the Warriors to get Paul George to the Warriors. And it was like Chris Paul, maybe Kuminga, couple first. It was like a good deal. And the Clippers turned it down. And they're like, how could they turn that down? Because you're the Warriors and they're the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're not. I'm not doing that deal. Hell, as they did, I'll watch Paul George walk away for nothing before I help you get back into the championship. No, I don't have no problem with that. See, I'm surprised that don't happen more in sports.
See, now you understand why I took the stance I did as Klay Thompson. There's just certain things you're not going to do. We'll come back.
It's the principality of the situation.
Man, I don't know if the Andrew Wiggins thing warrants more discussion, but he... I feel like last year was
Let's talk.
I don't think last year was him.
You're Warriors leader. Let's talk.
But
we talk all hoop, baby.
Yeah, we do, and we sit here and stare at our phones waiting for Monty McNair to do something. It's on the way. Come on, Monty. We believe in you. Dealing with Casey on ESPN 1320. We were saying before the break. Actually, let's get to the Chatty House here. Chatty House brought to you by Matthew's Mattress. Wow, Kimberly is even yelling at you through the chat. I didn't even see that. Yeah,
I was going to address that nonsense.
Well, it's tough. You get yelled at a lot. A lot of people get upset.
Just block out the noise like Cap used to do with the Beats headphones. Block out the noise.
Okay. Ron asked, are the Kings a playoff team as currently constructed? Sure, but probably through the play-in again? I mean, what was the marker? 50 games for playoffs last year? 49. Kings won 46.
I mean, I'm just saying what they could do. Maybe it is the play-in again, but I thought last year they were going to stay in that top six. So they got an injury that they couldn't sustain or couldn't bounce back from with Malik Monk. And maybe that's the difference between a playoff team and a play-in team, where an injury comes and they could sustain, you know, a record or anything else like that and work through that injury and still maintain until that person comes back. And the Kings weren't able to do that last year. So maybe that is the difference. I mean, Phoenix, who got the sixth seed, they had injuries. Mm-hmm. And they were able to, they had enough on the roster to kind of be able to still not sink when Book went down or when Bradley Beal went down. And they were able to stay around so they can get that sixth seed. Maybe that's what it is.
It feels like, with the exception of the top three, OKC, who I think got better today.
That was a lot of money, though.
Yeah, it was.
That's a lot.
I was like, okay. I saw the number and was like, oh, that's not what I thought. And then I realized he signed for 3 years and not four. I was like, wow, that's really not what I thought. Shout out to my light skinned brother though. Ernstine, for getting that done.
Our black jobs.
Our black jobs being taken over by the light skins.
We're keeping our black jobs when it comes to Hardenstein.
Well, shout out.
He's with us.
OKC, Denver, Minnesota. When you look at the Clippers, the Clippers was a little more sustained than the other two teams, but like the Clippers had a run. Mm-hmm. Clippers had a run where we're like, man, they might be the best team in basketball. Mm-hmm. And it was a decent stretch. Dallas had a run that came at the right time at the end of the year, where they got really hot. They looked like crap before the trade deadline. Dallas was terrible before the trade deadline. And Phoenix had a run where you started to wonder, like, uh-oh, is this what they were talking about? None of those three teams were good throughout the year. They had moments like the level in which they played, it wasn't sustained. The Kings never had that. The Kings never had like a run. Hell, even the Pelicans had a run. There was a point nearish the end of the season where we thought, hey, maybe before we thought Dallas. I think New Orleans they've kind of locked in their top six spot. Like, they look tough. Mm-hmm. It was probably after the ninth time they beat Sacramento, but it's like, this team looks tough. The Kings never once had that moment. And that was, I can't remember the Lakers having one. Can't remember the Warriors having one. But those, you know, those four play-in teams, it was just like the Pelicans were the only one that had a run where they looked like they were really good. Those other three teams, they never had it. They were kind
of the Warriors kind of had one, I thought, a little bit in the middle of the season, where it's like, oh man.
Oh, you're right. That's where Draymond was smiling and oh man, it's just so much fun to be playing basketball. And then he punched Jusuf Nurkić.
Yeah. You're right. On the flip side, RIP, they never had like a destructive stretch, right?
No, they didn't have anything.
They were just kind of there.
Yeah, there.
The thing that I would be banking on if the team came back as presently constructed is, number one, health.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you'd be, and this is a little twofold, I'll tell you why in a second, but you'd be better against those worst teams in the league. You know what I mean? When I mean the worst teams, I mean the worst. Because under 500, they were just fine. But the worst teams in the league, you know, maybe not losing four of those. And then you'd be, I'm a bank on being able to hold 20-point leads a little better than you did this past season. And I think that's worth 3 to 5 games. And that would get you.
All of those things combined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get you in the in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
There's also teams that are going to fall back.
Sound like De'Aaron Fox.
Free throw. I didn't even mention free throw.
Well, yeah, that's right.
There's also teams, like, I think there's going to be...
Or three-point defense.
Three-point defense. There you go.
This is a 65-win team at this point. Run it back.
There's also teams that are going to fall back, too, right? So I think the Clippers will fall back. I don't think they'll be as good as they were this past year. I don't think they're falling out of the playoffs, but I think Denver falls back a little bit.
I see you.
Dallas will be about the same. OKC about the same. Minnesota, I think they might end up being the number one seed this coming season. But then, you know, what happens with Phoenix?
Whoa. I'm sorry. One more time?
Minnesota.
The number one seed?
Potentially. I think Minnesota might be the favorite to come out of the West this year.
I do not agree with that.
I think they're better than OKC.
I don't think I agree with that. In fact, I don't. Like, that's of the top three. I'm with you, like, maybe Denver. They're not going to be bad, but, you know, fall back a little bit. And, like, that's a 57-win team, falling back to 52 wins, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, I'm every King skeptic a year ago. Yeah, you're going to show me again.
The thing about...
And I'm not talking about being a playoff team. I'm talking about being a... You said the team coming
out. No, they were the one seed, I think, until Cat got hurt. And he may get hurt again. But, like, I'm with all this stuff, I'm assuming health, right? Like, when we talk about...
Yeah, I don't even think they struggled, though, when Cat got hurt. Did they?
Nah.
Because didn't
really?
Nas Reed win the Sixth Man of the Year award because of when he started
and
for Minnesota?
Stepped up. But you're still losing like your second best player at that point. Like Nas Reed did cool, but he wasn't Cat.
No, I'm not. But my point is they didn't. It's like if they had gone 500 when he went out.
Well, they fell out of the one seed.
They were never solidly in the one. It was like a game. Like they missed it by one game.
Okay.
I'm
not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying like they did lose. I don't care if they held on.
Yeah,
while
but
he
you're
there.
Making it seem like the Kings fell out of the like fifth seed. They were that was really like two games, right? Mm-hmm. But it was a 5-9 fall. So it looks, but we're talking a microscopic amount of games.
I think
Cat went out and they fell. Four games back.
I think Minnesota is better than OKC. Like OKC, like everything.
I think OKC is giving up 40 points.
Everything
a game.
Went right for OKC last year.
I don't disagree
everything
with that.
Everything went right for OKC, and when it got
but
to the playoffs,
they didn't sit still.
When it got to the, they got Hartenstein, which is a good look. But like,
they got Caruso too.
And Caruso. So who's? But once again, who's not going to play? Which
ain't
is
my
good.
Problem.
Well, I'm just saying, like
that's
the
Matt
team,
Mark Dagnall's problem.
The team that won last year is. Is Caruso better than Lu Dort?
Yeah.
Wash, but
maybe. I'll take Caruso easy over Dort.
Hard
easily?
Yeah. I think that's, I don't know. Lu Dort pretty good.
Lu Dort's pretty good, but Caruso's all a defensive player and all. You can shoot the ball.
I got you.
Too. Like, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, so Lu Dort's going to the bench, and that's one of the guys. It didn't work, but that's one of the guys you would throw at Luka. It's one of the guys you throw at Ant-Man. You know what I mean? So now you've gotten a little bit smaller on the perimeter with no Lu Dort there. Hartenstein.
So you don't think Minnesota played above their head at all?
No.
But OKC did.
A little bit. Those particular young guys. I mean, OKC was like kind of running through the league. I don't think they're that good. I don't think they're that good. They're cool, but I don't think they're that good. I think Minnesota, with all those guys that they got, I think they're gonna repeat that.
Minnesota didn't worry the way they got waxed by the Mavs though.
In the conference finals compared to losing in the second round to the Mavs.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as far as like just them being like that team, like they have issues to overcome, I think.
They gave away two games. OKC, Dallas went into OKC, what, twice? And just handled them. Game two just handled them. Game five just handled them.
I think like Dilo said, though, OKC like made the adjustments. Like they needed a big man. You get Hartenstein, you got another guy in Caruso. Like the Timberwolves, I think they still got some things to fix too.
Oh no!
I don't really like Minnesota. I mean, I did not like Minnesota entering last year, like at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong, but you know, y'all did this with the Kings. I'm gonna do it with Minnesota. You're gonna have to show me again, bro.
Okay, so
I do not see that. Oh no, they do. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I don't like. If you ask me, which of these two teams is gonna fall off, Minnesota and Oklahoma City? I'd say Minnesota without blinking.
Hmm. Mm.
Again, I'm not saying Minnesota sucks. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you have them as the number one seed. I'm going to go no.
I think
I'd go no chance in hell, but I don't think you're allowed to say
it. It doesn't matter at all, but I think are they the favorites in the West?
Minnesota?
Gambling-wise?
Oh, I don't know. I don't do that stuff. I don't know.
The best odds in the West.
I feel like it'd be Denver, but I don't. I feel like it's just Denver by default all the time.
I remember seeing that after the finals, and I think
I wouldn't buy it.
It might have been second. I think they're first or second or something like that.
Well, okay, I could see that.
Celtics, Nuggets, Sixers, Thunder. It's the top four.
So it is Nuggets.
Thunder. Got you. Yeah,
Nuggets, Sixers, Thunder. Where is Minnesota? Jeez, they're not even there. See? Mm-hmm. Not buying them.
I'll place a bet. Well, they're going to lose because they're going to lose to the Kings. But
well, obviously. Especially when the Kings pull off one of these mythical deals that's being discussed. One of them. Any one of them at this point. Hell, maybe two of them.
Make it happen. Make it happen. Come on,
we're going to go into training camp talking about the same thing. Yeah, no, maybe the Kings still talking to the Jazz. It's just Danny Ainge, long-ass conversation. Danny won't shut the hell up and make the deal.
Yeah, man. So I look at the original point was like the Kings making the playoffs and stuff like that. I think there's an opening. You know, I think right now. The Clippers opening. I want to see what happens with Phoenix. I think Phoenix will be a little better. Could be a little better than last year.
What about
year?
Your boys?
Who? Hey, my boys.
Okay, Lake Show.
Hey, my boys. I don't know.
JJ getting them?
They got.
Can they get three games better?
Maybe. They got a full season out of AD last year. Mm. And they got, did LeBron get hurt last year at all? I think he did for a little bit.
I don't even know how many.
I think he did for a little bit. Like they got a full AD season. They got a full Austin Reeves season. They got all this and that. That's all they can do.
Would they not get an Austin Reeves season?
I don't know. I mean, they were.
He played 71.
LeBron did. Yeah. I mean, sure, they could be three games better, but.
That team's run its course, I think.
Yeah, I don't see.
Like they peaked in 2020.
They probably have to do something with D'Angelo, right?
Chris Haynes said they tried doing a sign and trade, sending Clay to the Lakers and D'Lo to the Warriors, but the Warriors turned that down.
Okay.
Mm. So, yeah, they're trying to move him, I guess. Or he's not available, or not, yeah, off limits.
Oh, he's definitely not off limits. Like, I think he opted in because the market was bare. which is funny because we had D'Angelo Russell, Malik Monk, Klay Thompson. All of these guys is like Orlando was just going to throw a ton of money at them. And what was KCP's deal again? Was it?
I think it was like 30? It ended up being like $22 million or something like that.
Per?
Yeah, for 3 years, I think.
Okay, 66. That's right. Okay, $66 million. Hmm. Yeah, man, they made it seem like that team was going to spend.
They did spend, though. I mean, that's what we were kind of afraid of with Malik, right? Like $22 million a year. It is. That's a lot of money for KCP. It's $22 million.
That was desperate. They was really about to come up empty-handed.
Well, what happened for? Did they sour on D'Angelo? Did D'Angelo say no? Because I feel like the KCP was before. He opted in on
no
Friday.
Casey. Yeah, because he had to. Friday. He had to opt in before Saturday.
Yeah, true.
It's at least a certain time on Saturday. I think that was one of the first things I saw. Okay. And that was promptly followed by the Lakers are exploring trade options for D'Angelo Russell. All right, man.
So, yeah, I mean, they probably felt like they had to go get somebody.
It's crazy that there was not a deal out there for D'Angelo Russell to take. Mm. Like a multi-year deal that he was like, I want that.
And what was the numbers? Like $19 million, right?
His current number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there wasn't a $19 to $21 million deal out there.
But 21 times... two or three.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Mm. Yeah. It's not crazy. It's surprising, mm-hmm. given what we thought. Yeah, it's a bit surprising.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.